This is JIS News. Coming up, more water restrictions for corporate area, PM to lead education campaign against child abuse, and Consumer Affairs Commission secures increased refunds and compensation. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The National Water Commission, NWC, will be implementing more water restrictions in Portmore and the corporate area in light of the current dry spell. Speaking with JIS News on Friday, Acting Communications Manager at the NWC, Karen Williams, said the two main storage facilities, the Hermitage Dam and the Mona Reservoir, are below normal levels. Ms. Williams says water level at the Hermitage Dam has been recorded at 52.6%, while at the Mona Reservoir at 57.9%. She says the levels seem to be decreasing rapidly despite water restrictions in some areas of the island, and is urging residents to start conserving.
Let me impress upon our customers to continue to practice conservation measures, because without conserving the water, we will be in a more difficult position, and we will may have to improve the restrictions, improve on how we deal with delivering water to our customers.
Meanwhile, NWC customers in Portmore will only be able to access water from 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. Mondays to Fridays. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is to lead a public education campaign aimed at encouraging members of the public to step up efforts to protect children. Youth Minister Lisa Hanna says the Prime Minister is leading the campaign on behalf of the government and will be appealing to perpetrators to end violence against children.
You're going to see her in public forum. You're seeing her the first time on May 28th in Clarendon, because we're also going to be in those areas that are the hotspot areas, Westmoreland, Hanover. You're going to see her in St. Thomas. You're going to see her in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. Having the courageous conversation to say, look, this cannot continue.
Minister Hannah was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne for the JIS television program Issues and Answers. Watch the full interview this Sunday, May 17 on JIS TV. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on May 14 broke ground for the construction of 8 new classrooms at the Balaclava High School in St. Elizabeth. On completion of the new classrooms, valued at $40 million, the school will be renamed the Roger Clark High School in honor of the late Minister of Agriculture and former Member of Parliament for Northeast St. Elizabeth. The project will see the addition of 200 new spaces and will be funded by a loan from the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. The work is expected to be completed by September this year. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the provision of a comfortable teaching and learning environment will ensure students and teachers are able to function effectively.
My government is committed to giving Balaclava High the necessary tools for you to do well. Numerous studies have shown that smaller class sizes allow for a better quality of education. The shift system will be a thing of the past when we complete this new block of classrooms.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller says the upgrading works form part of a multi-million dollar program to be undertaken this financial year to construct additional classroom spaces across Jamaica. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, increased its refunds and compensation collection on behalf of aggrieved consumers by 30.4% for the 2014-2015 financial year. As a result, over $39.7 million in refunds and compensations was secured, an increase of $9.2 million over the 2013-2014 financial year. Chief Executive Officer at the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says the Commission secured a resolution of 1,391 of 1,580 complaints handled during the period, representing a resolution rate of 88%. The top three complaints categories for last financial year were appliance and electronic items, utilities, and motor vehicles. The CAC head is encouraging consumers to act quickly when they have an issue with a purchase or service by reporting it immediately to the vendor. In so doing, she says problems or delays will be minimized in instances where requests are made for exchanges or refunds. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.